From North State Public Radio, I'm Alex Dutson with your headlines for Tuesday, April 2nd. The Hmong Cultural Center in Oroville has separated its immediate future from potential cuts that Proposition 1's passage may bring. But as NSPR's Eric Adams reports, that's only because it's receiving a large state grant.
Ji Yang is the Hmong Cultural Center's program manager. Before the vote, he says the thought of the proposition passing brought stress to the center.
When we were educated about Prop 1, the whole staff was like, wow, so, you know, we've been on a roll for 24 years. What's next, you know? And I've even had some staff asking me, like, so when should I start looking for a new job?
He says they were preparing for potential cuts from county mental health funding that Prop 1 is expected to bring. But recently, the center was given some help to stay afloat, a $900,000 grant from a state youth initiative. It will go to running youth-led programs in coming years. Yang says the grant will be helpful, but support from Butte County Behavioral Health is a more sustainable way to fund the center. With that in question, he hopes the work done with this grant will open doors to other opportunities in the future.
We're hoping that, you know, it can catch the eyes of other investors or other partners that can you know, reinvest in us and have us continue the work that we're going to be doing.
California voters narrowly approved Prop 1 in the only statewide initiative on the March ballot. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
Big changes are coming to Chico State's School of Communications, which includes its journalism department. NSPR's Adia White has more.
The university will be reorganizing its School of Communications. That's according to a memorandum signed by its president in March. Under the reorganization, the Computer Animation and Game Development Program will join the Communications Department. It will be renamed the School of Media, Entertainment, Technology, and Immersive Experiences. Along with the Journalism Department, Public Relations, and Media Arts Design and Technology will also be included in the newly named school. The memorandum cites several reasons for the restructure. One is that media and technology industries are changing rapidly, and the university saw a need to innovate its curriculum. The collaboration between departments will also emphasize digital storytelling techniques. The reorganization will take effect July 1st of this year. For NSPR News, I'm Adia White.
People in the Lake Tahoe region are seeing a bird species not spotted in the area for some 150 years. Cap Radio's Chris Felt says these birds can get up to 4 feet tall with a wingspan of about 7 feet.
Thousands of sandhill cranes are migrating north from the Central Valley for spring. Some are setting up shop in Washoe Meadows State Park and the Upper Truckee Marsh. Experts say because of unrelegated hunting, the birds virtually disappeared. Will Richardson is with the Tahoe Institute of Natural Science.
It's really exciting. It's unprecedented. I have a bunch of books on my shelf on the topic of birds in the Sierra Nevada and birds in the Lake Tahoe region specifically, and none of them talk about, you know, breeding for sandhill cranes ever.
Officials are urging hikers and rock climbers to stay away from certain areas of the Washoe Meadows State Park and Upper Truckee Marsh so that the cranes can nest undisturbed. Lawmakers in 1970 gave the cranes full protection status, which has helped their population grow. Chris Feltz, Cap Radio News.
After promising to put 200 black workers in government jobs by this June, the city of Los Angeles has found jobs for fewer than 50 workers. That's according to a new investigation from CalMatters, Alejandra Reyes-Velarde.
The city of LA committed almost 2 years ago to hiring more black workers in LA's Public Works Department. Potential candidates would be able to get targeted training through a program run by the LA Black Worker Center. But as of late March, only 49 people have actually been hired, according to the Worker Center. Why the sluggish uptake? Participants say the application process for city jobs is often months long, and at the same time, LA is facing a nearly $300 million budget deficit. Mayor Karen Bass said she's moving to cut 2,000 vacant city jobs to save money. Despite the planned cuts, a spokesperson for the mayor said it's vital that black workers have access to city jobs.
That was CalMatters' Alejandra Reyes-Velarde. And from our partner CalMatters, California lawmakers are promoting a series of bills this week that aim to prevent sexual discrimination and harassment at California's public colleges and universities. The bill package is based on a 3-year study that included input from experts, students, and staff from the UCs, Cal State, and California Community Colleges. One of the bills before lawmakers would create campus non-discrimination offices and require those offices to come up with policies to prevent discrimination on campus. The A's opened what is presumably their final season in Oakland last week, the city they've called home for over 50 years. Cap Radio's Chris Feltz reports.
Opening day across Major League Baseball is usually an exciting time as America's pastime starts up once again. But for Oakland A's fans, it's just a reminder that the team may be leaving for good at the end of the season as they plan to relocate to Las Vegas. The A's opened their season with a loss to the Cleveland Guardians in front of a scattered crowd of 13,000 people, the 7th lowest opening attendance in 57 years. The Oakland Coliseum, where the team plays, seats 60,000. Some fans who bought tickets didn't bother to watch the game, instead held a protest in a parking lot outside the stadium. MLB owners unanimously approved the A's relocation to Las Vegas last year. The A's hope to begin playing at a new stadium on the Strip in 2028. Until then, the team is still looking for a temporary home. Sacramento has been seen as a possible solution, with the A's playing at Sutter Health Park, home to the Rivercats, the Giants' AAA team. Chris Feltz, Cap Radio News.
A bill before state lawmakers would help Californians recover art and other personal items stolen during the Holocaust or through other acts of genocide. According to reporting by CalMatters, Encino Assemblymember Jesse Gabriel, who also co-chairs the California Legislative Jewish Caucus, introduced the bill. Gabriel said he was inspired by a federal appeals court ruling earlier this year that allowed a Spanish museum to keep a painting stolen by Nazis from a Jewish family. And those were your headlines for Tuesday, April 2nd. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. You can also find a newsletter-style rundown of headlines on our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Alex Stutson.